From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. It's the opening weekend for the general public for the ticketed exhibition at the Taubman Museum of Art, Making American Artists 1776 to 1976, Andrew Wyeth, Winslow Homer, Georgia O'Keeffe, and other American masters. Katie Hirsch, Deputy Director of Exhibitions at the Taubman Museum.
In the exhibition, there will be five speakers positioned in front of artworks that look to transport you to the world of the artworks. A 1968 portrait by Barclay Hendrix, for example, have some late 60s soul music. William Glatkin's The Soda Fountain will have some bops from the 1940s that you might have heard.
This Sunday at 5 p.m. at Christ Episcopal Church in Roanoke, the All Saints Concert, featuring the voices of Appalachia, Dr. Kristen Mitchell, Artistic Director.
We are a secular group. The choral tradition largely stems from the church world.
Sunday's VOA concert features guest conductor and organ recitalist Walden Moore and the parish choir from Christ Episcopal.
We are going to be singing all songs about life. There will be a little bit of Disney in there, the circle of life, and then there'll also be some more contemporary types of sounds, as well as some songs that people have heard before.
Roanoke Valley Sister Cities presents the 4th Annual Ginkgo Tree Festival this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Century Plaza on Church Avenue in downtown Roanoke. Live music and family activities. Check out all the sculptures in the plaza honoring Roanoke's sister cities. 1 week from this Friday is opening night for the play On Golden Pond at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke. Ernest Thompson's play became the Oscar-winning movie starring Henry and Jane Fonda. Angela McNeil directs On Golden Pond at the Bear Theater as a fractured family comes together at a summer home in Maine.
Hopefully, what I want them to walk away with is a realization that our time here is short and that we need to, you know, look for those second chances and seize them when we can, because the time may come when it's too late.
Also opening on stage next Friday, November 7th, at Little Town Players in Bedford, The Diary of Anne Frank. The Dead Reckoning this Friday night, Halloween, at Five Points Music Sanctuary. And coming up on Sunday, November 9th, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven's Pastorale at Jefferson Center. David Stewart Wiley is music director and conductor for the RSO.
Beethoven, like many of us, you know, he lived in a bustling city, in his case, Vienna. But he needed a break, and he would take long walks. And so he was inspired to write this masterpiece on one of his many long walks, hearing nature sounds.
That RSO program on November 9th also includes music from Edward Grieg and Nino Rota and a guest trombonist, Jay Crone. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.